And our last speaker tonight is Larry. Larry? Hi, everybody. I'm Larry. Glad to be here tonight. Glad to see the new faces and the old faces. I'd like to, first of all, thank everybody for all your prayers. For those of you that don't know, I had a couple heart surgeries, and the last one I had, they put a pacemaker in me, which has enabled me to participate more in life and do things, and I'm pretty grateful for that, to be able to get out and about now. I've had health issues, and this class, Millie's class, and the church has helped me very much. It's all about love for me. I've been taught a lot about love. I know my good friend Yolanda brought me around here quite a few years ago, and I was raised Catholic, and I was rather skeptical. And it took me a while. I had an open mind, and then all of a sudden, the past 3 or 4 years, I just got totally involved in this church, and I haven't found love like this anywhere. It's just incredible. I've bonded with some people here. Annie Baker's one of them. Connie Archer, she's been very helpful. Dennis, and I have some class notes here. I just wanted to hit on a few things. I was just taught so much in the classes, Millie's classes. It says, watch your motives, love goes on forever, get alertness, practice awareness, pray before you read the Bible, give joy, receive joy, keep your goals in mind, life is everlasting, life has free will, practice self-control, and there was one time Millie asked us the question, how do you know life is everlasting? Well, I did a little bit of research on it, and I did share it here one night. I'll read it to you guys. I came up with, it says, how do you know life is everlasting? And I've got down here, because we have spirit guides and angels, and we leave the other side for a lifetime on earth. Many of us have flawed, but no less cherished by God, lived many lifetimes here by choice to learn lessons for the ongoing progress of our spirits. Exercising negativity from earth, our goals for new life are being based on what we believe we need. To work on our primary life purpose is our innermost motivation that drives our spirits. We learn from our mistakes to love ourselves and our Father's love. So that was, I was real grateful to receive that message. I got it from a couple of books I was reading. And anyway, I have freedom of choice today. I didn't always have that. And I've been taught those things from Millie's class. And I've been taught a lot of things by my classmates here. I really have. Choose not to choose or choose freely. Laughter shakes negative. Seeking the kingdom of God is the purpose of life. And I've learned that wisdom brings freedom of fear, and I've just learned so much from everybody here, and I could go on and on and on, but I'm not. But I love everybody, and I want to give you all kisses from heaven.